A federal judge dismissed a lawsuit against the Trump administration by two labor unions for Columbia University faculty that challenged funding cuts and demands to overhaul student discipline and boost oversight for a Middle Eastern Studies department. U.S. District Judge Mary K. Weisskossel in Manhattan said the American Association of University Professors and the American Federation of Teachers lacked legal standing to sue, with Columbia itself conspicuously absent from the case. Our democracy cannot very well function if individual judges issue extraordinary relief to every plaintiff who clamors to object to executive action, Weisskossel wrote. If any funds have been wrongfully withheld, such funds may be recovered at the end of a successful lawsuit by the appropriate plaintiff in an appropriate forum, she added. It is not the role of a district court judge to direct the policies of the executive branch first and ask questions later. Both plaintiffs plan to appeal. The Trump administration's threats and coercion at Columbia University are part of an authoritarian agenda that extends far beyond Columbia, Todd Wolfson, president of the professors' union, said in a statement. We will continue to fight back. Weisskossel, a Trump appointee, ruled 12 days after the Department of Education threatened to revoke Columbia's accreditation over the university's alleged failure to protect Jewish students, including from pro-Palestinian protests. Columbia was the first major U.S. university targeted in President Donald Trump's effort to conform higher education to his policies.